or humor age.
The church that Jesus is building is referred to as the house of God, is referred to as the kingdom of God on earth. The church is referred to by different names. It is called the temple of the living God. Just as an individual is a temple of the Holy Spirit, so is the church a temple of the Holy Spirit. The aspect I want to emphasize today is that the church, as the called out ones of God, we are called into fellowship. A lack of an understanding of the church as a fellowship, or as the fellowship of God, or as in fellowship with God, or as in fellowship one with another, a lack of understanding of this creates a lot of problems for the Holy Spirit. Because we are living stones, there's life, and we have the power to take our own decisions. While God is trying to mold his church, we can decide we are moving contrary to his will. That's why we're living stones. We're no robots. That's how God made us. And usually what makes us run contrary to his will or his plan is because of a lack of understanding. The more he tries to bring you in, the more you try to put yourself out, the more he will try to bring you in. And the more you disobey, one day he will let you go. Now understand that the Bible says that we are the lively stones that God uses to build his house. Now each stone must be beaten into a certain shape. And there are no perfect stones. And so he takes a stone that is not perfect and he uses his skill to shape that stone into exactly what he wants. And that's what the Bible means when he says that we are to be transformed into the image, which means we didn't start out in that image. And so scripture says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. He is the builder of the church. Let him beat you into shape. Let him put you where he wants you. But in understanding the church as a fellowship, I would like us to look at a few things. For instance, we are in fellowship right now, aren't we? Why is it a fellowship? What does it mean to have fellowship? How many kinds of fellowship are we having? Several in one, yes. There is fellowship that we have one with another. There is a fellowship that we have with God, the Holy Spirit. Understand this. Nobody can be a part of this fellowship if you are not in fellowship with God. Are you in fellowship with God? First thing you're going to think about is, am I praying well? Am I living right? Am I right? Yeah. All right. That's not what I'm talking about. 1 John chapter 1. Let's all turn to it and see what the Bible says. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have done what? Handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life. So he refers to that life as that eternal life. In 1 John 5, he refers to that eternal life as God himself. So he says, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Now he says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also, are you seeing that? That ye what? Also may have fellowship with us. When you use the word that ye also may have fellowship with us, what does that mean? That they are already. Thank you. So now he said, this is like an invitation to what? To fellowship with us. That's why we're writing unto you. That's why we're declaring the truth unto you, so that you can come into fellowship with us. And then he says, and truly our fellowship is not just a fellowship between us, born again people. But he's saying, and truly our fellowship is with whom? The Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So let us have it in mind that it is impossible for you to come into this fellowship without first coming into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, into fellowship with him. What does that mean? The word fellowship comes from a Greek word, koinonia. Now, an understanding of the koinonia redefines you as a person. Let me help you to understand this. Before you came to Christ, the things that defined you were the circumstances of your life, where you were born, how you were born, who born you, and what school you went to,
what shelter you live in, the kind of clothes you wear, your environment, and how much of mammon you have. Now, these are the things that define society. So the society is strata. So you have upper class, middle class, and no class. They are classless people. That's how society defines men. Now look at this. In Christ, your definition changes instantly. All these indices can no longer define you once you are in Christ. Why? The only thing that defines you in Christ is that you are now in koinonia with Him. What is my definition? My definition is that I have koinonia with God. And there is nothing more awesome, nothing greater, nothing superior to understanding that I am in koinonia with God. What does koinonia mean? Koinonia is a very simple word. Some may define it simply as an intimate relationship. Good. Correct. But that doesn't carry the force of what we're talking about. The literal Greek says it is joint partnership or participation. It speaks about joint participation, a partnership, a sharing, sharing in something. It speaks about something that you have in common with another. Let us say Sisi and I have something in common that we share, then it can be said that we are in koinonia. So, an invitation into fellowship with God is something very remarkable. It defines new creation realities. Those who did not know God, who did not know Jesus, were referred to as people who were far off. And the Bible says, but from amongst them came us. And then the Bible says that we were what? Brought nigh. And so, already there is a change of position. When I didn't know God, I was what? Classified as far off. Not only far off, the Bible says I was without God and without hope. Hopeless, helpless, miserable existence, but classified in the human society. Then God speaks His word, and the word goes to every strata of the human society, to the classless, to the low class, to the middle class, to the high class, and to the high among the high class. And as many amongst all of that who hear the word, believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, they are all lumped together and brought in as one in Christ. And in Christ, there are no class distinctions. Yeah. Why? Because the things that define you in Christ are not the same things that define you outside of Christ. Money does not define you in Christ. Jesus says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. Hey, for what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Hey, money has nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, Jesus warns us about laboring to be rich. He says in 1 Timothy 6 that he that will be rich. He says many have gone that way and have made shipwreck of their faith. What is there for the fellowship? I heed one word that defines koinonia. Koinonia speaks about oneness. We are one. Why are we one? Because we share the same thing. We have the same thing. We are possessed of the same thing. We are one. I am one with you as I am with the Lord. You are one with me as you are with the Lord. A relationship that the church has not come to understand. And because of this lack of understanding, we tear one another. We slander one another. We gossip and backbite about one another. We judge one another. The kind of judgment I'm talking about is not the judgment of if somebody's wrong, you tell the person is wrong. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the judgment of condemnation of one another. We do a lot of things. We despise one another. We have not understood the koinonia. And so the Bible says, this is the reason why some of you are sick. This is the reason why some of you die. Why? Because you do not rightly discern the body of Christ. Service in the house of God is not defined by what you have. It is defined by who you are. And who are you? It is the who you are that koinonia defines. Remember, the Bible says that before we met Jesus, we were darkness. Remember, the Bible says before we met Jesus, we were death. What defined us in the realm of the spirit was death, sin, and darkness. That was our definition. We were destined for destruction. Now, the moment you get born again by believing the revelation about who He is, something happens. There is an instant change. There is a birthing. there is an instant identification with him. Jesus said in John 17, while he was praying for the church before he departed, knowing that there will be great ignorance in this area, an ignorance that has marred the operation of the Holy Spirit in his church. A lack of understanding of this has created so much divisions. Churches are divided. Brethren don't relate with brethren because our churches don't bear the same names. We are divided, segregated. Segregated because we do not understand who we are in Christ.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. For a copy of the complete message and for more information, please contact us at Heritage Assembly, XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout on Lekki Egbe Expressway, or call 070-328-39105, 070-328-39105. You can worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout, Lekki Egbe Expressway. Heritage Assembly.